91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio. Hello, Tucson. Thanks for joining us today at 91.3 KXCI Tucson, where we connect with our community, and that community is you. This is Kathy Harris with my co-host, Aspen Green, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can hear more of our programs on Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. And today, we have another dynamic, multi-talented Tucson woman, Candace Thomas, with us. Aspen, tell us about Candace.
I sure will. Candace Thomas, author of Your Vitality Personality, is an award-winning holistic health professional, Enneagram researcher, and international speaker. She holds a bachelor's degree in molecular and cellular biology with minors in math, chemistry, physics, and English, a master's degree in acupuncture, and certifications as an Enneagram accredited professional and quantum healing hypnosis technique practitioner. She has devoted her life to pursuing higher understanding of consciousness and the source of vitality. And you can learn more about this at www.yourvitalitypersonality.com. Welcome to our show, Candace.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. And it's so nice to see you again. As we were saying before the show, it's been about 15 years when I first met you. You were a student at the acupuncture school.
I know. I was so excited to see your name. That's who I'd be talking to today.
You know, you branched out in so many arteries of healing using your experience with molecular biology and Eastern medicine and psychology. I just have to know, tell me what your journey was like in creating a unique healing technique called the Lightworks approach.
While I was in acupuncture school, we had a really special class called Self-Actualization for the Practitioner, which was taught by Sandy Hogan, and she was an Enneagram teacher. And that is where I got exposed to the Enneagram, which is a personality typing system. And the premise was of that class was the better a practitioner can know themselves, the better their bedside manner can be. That the more self-aware you are, the more present you can be for other people. And that really attracted me. And it helped me right away because I was in a new relationship with a man. We were both single parents, merging families. And when we moved in together, we started bickering a lot. And I was very distressed that things weren't going well. And I used the Enneagram as I was just learning it to apply it to us and our family. And it was so transformative. I mean, amazingly transformative that I really became passionate about the Enneagram. And so when I opened my doors as an acupuncturist, I decided that I would ask everybody to take the personality type quiz at the first appointment. And I didn't really know how it would be useful. I was just curious. I was curious if knowing about themselves would help them, if me knowing their type would help me. I didn't really know what to expect. And it actually really exploded and it really changed how my practice evolved, I think, different than other acupuncturists. So first of all, it's a major icebreaker for meeting somebody new. It's a great first conversation for a health practitioner to have with a patient. You know, I'd have them take the quiz and I would say, so you took the quiz and here's the what we landed on. Does that apply? Does that sound right to you? And even if they say, no, you know, only part of this section applied to me, but not all of it, I would say, well, what applies to you and what doesn't? And they would say, well, I'm decisive, but I'm not judgy. Say, you know, I guess all along in my childhood, I was just reflecting on themselves opens them up and we get to have a really open conversation. As the practitioner, once you know the patient's type, you can completely steer the conversation towards what you know are the underlying problem areas for that type. The Enneagram is studying patterns of human behavior and deeper unconscious drives. These aren't necessarily things we know about ourselves, but to have somebody else know about it and know how to target the treatment for you, nobody ever left. You know, it's like normally when somebody's coming for acupuncture, you're paying your own way. You're trying not to come, you know, you want it to be over as soon as possible. But it kind of turned into a lifestyle for a lot of people because they liked the emotional support that they were getting.
This is all amazing for me to hear because I used Enneagrams in two specific situations in my life. I owned a wellness center and I wanted to know why certain things were happening with different people, practitioners. I wasn't using it for patients, but for practitioners and why and why not they were getting along and why things actually in some ways for that weren't working. And in testing, I really did find out why. And then I used it in the town of Tortolita, which was a town we started in 1997. And it really did work. Everything about it was magical. And so I tested everybody there and realized why that was working. And it was just the combinations of the different personality types, not having too many bosses, having a lot of helper givers, having the people who are the observers. It was just fascinating to me. I lived and talked and walked the Enneagrams at that time. So this is really interesting because I haven't since then. And I'm so curious to see how this all works for you in acupuncture.
Yeah.
So you are working at the acupuncture school now. You're teaching there?
I wrote a whole new curriculum for them for the business school, but I only did it once, all based on how to use the Enneagram. So one semester was, you're the practitioner, what type are you? And how can you use this to know what kind of business person you're going to be? How does each type behave in business? What are their strengths? What are their problem areas? And this can help you and help you market yourself in a unique way, right? Because you're different than other people. So you're delivering a different style than somebody else. And then another semester was about who are your patients and what do they want from you? What do they like? What do they not like? What are they looking for in your advertising or in your space? The third semester was health patterns by personality type. That is probably the most important stuff that's come out of my research is that I ended up seeing over 13 years or so that there are health patterns by personality type and you're able to see trends.
I love what you say about health, that it's less about illness and more about unhappiness.
Correct.
So how do you blend quantum physics with ancient healing wisdom? And is that considered meta-healing?
I would say it is considered meta healing. So quantum physics is dealing with our reality that doesn't seem to adhere to our 3D laws. There seem to be extra stuff going on that we can't make sense of. They're starting to understand that there's energy going on in other places that we know it's there. We can see we're having reflections of it, but we're testing to see, are there other dimensions? Where is this energy going and where is this energy coming from? So your quantum self, quantum physics, it's dealing with your energetic self and who you really are across many dimensions. It takes a certain belief system, I guess, to be open to those teachings because not everybody believes in dimensions and alternative realities and all of that kind of stuff. But I have found, actually through my work as a quantum healing hypnosis practitioner, that we are all bringing karma through from other lives and that this can be informing our health in this time. This is informing our moods and our beliefs and the kinds of experiences we're having. And I realized that if I could help people heal that stuff, it's completely freeing you to be a totally different person. You're not locked into your karma. You're not locked into your patterns. You can really become who you want to be. And that's the real healing when you feel totally empowered.
Since what you're doing isn't mainstream, do you find that a lot of what you do is education with your patients, like you're kind of educating us now?
For sure. I went out of my way to rebrand myself last year in order to attract people who are kind of already have an idea of what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to force myself on a totally mainstream person who's never heard of any of this stuff. So I qualify people when they call to book an appointment. I ask them, have you seen the website? What attracted you about the website? And if they're like, oh, I just need an acupuncturist and I just, you know, I have elbow pain, I will actually refer them out. And okay. So I really only take people who want to do a deeper dive, who understand they've probably got emotional stuff driving their health, and they'd like to understand how to get at that.
So if somebody comes to your office, they're actually going to experience the LightWorks approach, which includes acupuncture, personality type integration, and quantum hypnosis, right?
So the official QHHT, quantum healing hypnosis technique, is a standalone protocol. So I'm not giving them QHHT at our appointment, but I am doing quantum healing, which is that I do guided meditations that induce them into a trance. And then I start calling in the higher self and the guides and Mother Gaia and start bringing energy through and doing energy healings that speak to their whole energetic field. It's not quantum hypnosis, but I would call it quantum healing.
And is it also considered quantum acupuncture?
I named it quantum acupuncture. It's not like if you researched it, you'd find anything about it. So I guess I would back up to say, I had an awakening. I had an experience that caused a lot of psychic ability to activate. And I have been experimenting and learning how it works and playing with it. And a few years ago, I discovered that I knew how to give myself acupuncture treatments without needles, that I could activate the points with my mind. And I started healing myself that way. Eventually, I started doing that on my patients. So I'd place the needles, but then I would also do an energy activation on each acupuncture point. And certain people who were coming to me who are psychic would say, I could see them light up when you did that. I could see that little streams of light were coming out of the points when you turned them on. And so now I've moved on into being able to do it remotely and have phone appointments. I just do it energetically without the needles. So that's what I'm calling quantum acupuncture. I'm just talking to your energy and turning it on.
So what does it look like when somebody first comes to your office? What can they expect?
So the first appointment is a 2-hour appointment so that we have time to do all this stuff. And I have them take the personality type quiz ahead of time. So they come in at least knowing how they were typed, and then we'll discuss it. And like I said, it's a good icebreaker. It helps me get right to the heart of how they are mentally approaching their health. Then we'll talk about the health stuff and what their patterns are. So the interview is pretty intensive. I introduce them to the concepts of their personality type and what are the things we could be doing to expand the belief system that they're currently holding. And then we move on to the acupuncture, where I'm giving them the acupuncture treatment with needles. And once everything is in place, I sit down and take hold of their ankles. And so I'm doing craniosacral therapy at the same time. And I put on some background music and I start doing a guided meditation or a guided healing, where first I activate all of the points. And then I start bringing energy to cleanse their body. This is all intuitive, and it's in response to the conversation we just had. So in general, I try to find out what aspects of them are in resistance to where they're trying to go. That's what you discover in the conversations, is part of me is on board with my progress, but I'm sabotaging myself in this other way. And I'll actually speak to the saboteur and integrate them. So I'm doing a guided meditation where I'm bringing these sort of fractal parts of ourselves into the heart and healing. And so people have really emotional responses to this. I actually had one patient who I was not trying to hypnotize. I was just doing this, and their higher self came through and they started channeling their higher self. And I had a whole conversation with the higher self about, why is this pattern in place and what do we need to do to clear it? And it was fascinating. That's the first appointment. And then the following appointments are generally 60 or 90 minutes, depending on how much time you want for the talking part. I prefer to have 90 minutes so that we can do some deeper discussion, but we can get it done in an hour as well.
So what is the history of quantum healing hypnosis techniques? And maybe you can explain some of the principles. I was wondering, is this about past life regression?
It is, partially. So this is a protocol created by Dolores Cannon, who is a pioneer in past life regression hypnosis. She got going in the 60s when it was really an unknown. And she had an unusual experience in that, in addition to doing the past life regression, they started channeling their higher self. And she started communicating with an entity that was speaking about the person on the table. And eventually this became her protocol, where you have a past life regression and we move on to you channeling your higher self, and we interview the higher self, who can bring in instantaneous healing. And Dolores Cannon had incredible, miraculous healing. She's written a bazillion books. So that is where it comes from, is Dolores Cannon. And this is her protocol.
Okay, this is a lot to take in. Well, it's time that we take a music break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the mystery school. I'm excited about that. So over to you, Kathy.
Okay, I'm up for that. But, you know, I have to say, first of all, I find this so fascinating because I've had such an interest in quantum physics for a long time, reading many things, trying to understand it. It's not all that easy to understand. But, you know, my understanding is science has pretty much proven there is more than just the material world that we see, although they can't explain it all yet. But I can't believe it's even controversial that there is such a thing, but I know it is still. But I find this very fascinating, and I admire you for taking those principles and turning them into something so productive. But now it's time for our music break. We always ask our guests to give us a song by a woman that they want us to play. And you have chosen the song From Me to You by Janice Ian. And I find that song choice quite different. What is it about that song that made you want to choose it?
I love this song because it's about self-empowerment and wanting to be empowered and wanting your friend to be empowered, but not everybody is willing to make that choice. And so if you're on a growth path, if you're on a growth journey, you're happy to support other people who want to be a growth journey, but you're not going to do it for them and you're not going to stay tied back in their toxic stuff. My favorite line is, I hate to see a friend go down in flames without a song, so I'm waiting by the doorway, but I will not linger long.
That's great. You know, I never really listened so closely to, I knew this song, but I hadn't listened to the words so closely until you chose it. And it really is an amazing song, as most of her songs are. Janice Ian is, of course, a well-known singer-songwriter in the folk music world. She's won 2 Grammy Awards, one for At 17, which she wrote when she was 14 years old, and the second for her autobiography, Society's Child, done as an album. I read that autobiography and it was great. I did not know she won a Grammy for it. You know, not everyone knows this, but Janice is also a columnist and science fiction author, and her short stories have been published in various anthologies. Let's listen to her song From Me to You from her 1975 album, Between the Lines, which was such a fabulous album. Let's listen. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. You're listening to Broad Perspectives Radio, and we're returning to our interview with Candace Thomas.
I'm very intrigued on what you call mystical energy activations, just the name of it. Talk about how this knowledge has been secret and how it became available recently.
Okay, so I'm really glad we had the QHHT conversation already, because this gets even weirder. Part of what has happened through Dolores Cannon's work, and this was not something I was ever interested in before, is sometimes when she would do a past life regression, the past life that came through was not on this planet. And she started to learn about races, about what we would call aliens, but it's really us incarnating their places as well as here. And what I have learned is that a lot of our ancient healing is actually from off-world and has been gifted to us from other places. So for example, acupuncture comes, I'm told, from the Vagan star system, and that these are universal healing methods. And so what we might call the temple sciences, the ancient Egyptian sciences and other ancient mystical teachings were taught at that time. And then they got suppressed and repressed, and it wasn't safe to believe in things outside of organized religion. And it all got really suppressed. But now there is a resurgence. There are many, many, many people on the planet at this time who are having psychic abilities and are becoming channelers. And this is a lot of the information that's coming through. There are a lot of people who are seekers who've gone researching these ancient temple sciences and the practices. And those become taught in what are called now mystery schools.
Okay. Can you explain some of the exercises that you teach that are related to this?
Probably my favorite one is what I call the self-love integration. In my book, I call it the integration exercise. And this is a way of healing patterns that are going on in your life that you don't understand, but that are causing you trouble because you have no idea how ancient these patterns could actually be. They could be from other lifetimes. So this is a method of releasing yourself from all of the soul contracts and karmic energy that are locking you into a storyline that you don't want to be in. So that's what we call an integration exercise. And it's so simple. Honestly, if I could teach you all of these right now, I would be delighted so that you could see how incredibly simple they are. And it really sets me that this is the secret, you know, that how have we not known that we are fully capable of healing ourselves with just a few words? You don't have to be magical. You don't have to pay somebody else a lot of money to do it for you. You're completely capable of doing these very simple things for yourself.
You know, so I always said that people like to buy their health in a bottle, that they don't
correct.
Want to do it themselves. So this is a whole different approach on how to teach people that it's really good to do yourself. It's possible to do yourself.
It's possible to do yourself. And, you know, that whole attitude of don't bother me, just give me a pill. I regard that as sleepwalking. That is, I don't want to be self-aware. I don't want to be present. I don't want to treat myself like I'm important. Just being alive feels like too much effort to me. You are not going to like the health consequences of that perspective. You know, that's not going, in the end, you will say, boy, I wish I had been present to myself all along. So yeah. I'm trying to shake things up and make people aware that you need to notice yourself and be alone with yourself and give yourself love and attention, you know, and just trying to skip all the parts of self-care are not going to result in a positive outcome.
I'm really excited about what you do. I have to admit, I'm very anxious to come into your office sometime and go through this program with you. It's, you know, if everybody used your techniques, it sounds like you could change the world. And I'm hoping that everyone's life will become more magical after learning more about what you're doing and possibly partaking in what you have to offer. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time. I wanted to quickly say that I watched a YouTube on your remote healing for colds with acupuncture points, and I've sent that to several people, and they found it very useful. So thank you so much for that. But unfortunately, Candace, this was wonderful, and I feel like we just touched on the tip of the iceberg.
When I saw
here.
Your list of questions, I was like, we're not going to get to all of these.
No, I have a lot more questions, but a lot of them I think I'll just have to answer by coming into your office. And
that
so please tell us your website one more time.
So it's www.lightworkssoulcare.com.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. And unfortunately, that is all the time we have today. But Candace Thomas, thanks so much for coming by to talk about all the healing techniques of Lightworks approach and all the great work you do for members of our community. It does sound very fascinating to me. And thanks to all of you out there for listening today. This is Kathy Harris with Aspen Green, bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio. And you can hear more of our shows on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Right now, stay tuned because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.